For this video, I'll use the topic of interpretive programs in parks. Like the previous video, I'll search for the latest research as well as review articles, and I'm going to be giving you some additional tips to refine your searches. Here's the topic as it appeared in a previous course outline. This gives us a good example to illustrate why it's important to think about key concepts and terms to use in your search strategy. In this example, the main focus is on the impact of interpretative programs on people's knowledge, interest, and appreciation of parks and protected areas. Some important terms and concepts we can identify are interpretative programs, interpretation programs, protected areas, and parks. It's a good idea to think about and note related terms to include in your search that may not be obvious in the statement. For example, in the Web of Science database, if you search for interpretative programs in parks, as the topic heading suggests, you'll get very few results, in this case, only 16. Some of these results are relevant, but a lot are not. You'll likely find more and relevant results by listing out your concepts and also related terms, as shown here in this table. The first column shows the concept of interpretative programs and includes different spellings and synonyms like education or learning. The second column shows terms related to park, and the third terms related to visitor, and so on. You don't have to use all these terms in your search, but it can help to broaden the results if you're not retrieving many. Back to Web of Science, let's take our terms and build out a search. We'll start by doing a topic search on words related to interpretation. Note we're using OR here to link together the related terms. We'll add a row and, like above, do a topic search using park and the related phrase protected area. The double quotes indicate we want to find the exact phrase. We're getting a lot more this time, over 7,000. I'll refine the results to only articles as the document type. As we scroll down through the list, we can see article number 25 entitled "The Evaluation of Effectiveness of the Interpretive Program at National Parks" looks very good. It's exactly along the lines of what we're looking for, and it's relatively recent. If we clear our filter, we can apply another filter and refine to just review articles, as we saw in the previous video. We're still presented with 278 articles, which is quite a lot to have to get through. Since we have so many, we might want to limit our results to articles published in the last 5 years. This still gives us quite a few, 115. Another option for us is to limit our results by searching for terms in the title of the article only. Limiting to such a narrow field ensures our chances of getting relevant results are a lot higher if we do retrieve them in the search. Once we do that, we retrieve 4 review articles. And if we remove that filter and limit to the last 5 years as before, we'll see we're still retrieving over 200 articles, many of which will be very relevant. I hope this video was helpful. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask me.